This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in Hungary, where Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orbán, has used an event commemorating the end of World War I as an opportunity to launch another attack on LGBT people. Now, he's a far-right leader of the country. They were having a national event to commemorate a monument, and which was where the treaty to end World War I was signed. And he called upon Hungary's neighbouring countries to unite to preserve their Christian roots, and criticised Western Europe as experimenting with things like same-sex families and immigration and atheism. Quote, he says, Western Europe has given up on a Christian Europe and instead experiments with a godless cosmos, rainbow families, migration and open societies. Now, this is a guy who has a long history of attacking the LGBT community, so it's not exactly a surprise that he would say these things, but a commemoration for the end of World War One, it kind of blew me away a bit.
Well, any avenue is a good avenue of talking, I think, for people with such views. Yet again. I mean, they haven't blamed COVID in Hungary on LGBT communities, so I guess that's a positive.
Just you wait.
He did point out, though, he did make a point of calling out or speaking up in support of Poland, calling Poland a flagship and reiterating close relationships with Polish government, who we know has just been returned, the Law and Justice Party, and who have anti-LGBT policies as well. Quite concerning.
Very concerning.
Stefan, what's your news for today?
Well, I'm in two minds about it. I don't know if we should stop talking about J.K. Rowling or if this is the last installment and then we can put that to bed and giving enough airtime. But she has stated now that she was returning in the Ripple of Hope Award that she was awarded last year for her work to protect children's rights by highlighting abuse in the orphanage system. So this award is given out by the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Organization, and the daughter of Robert Kennedy is the president of the organization, and she criticized J.K. Rowling's. I mean, we featured J.K. Rowling's transphobic episodes and series on this show for a while now. So the president of this organization criticized J.K. Rowling, and J.K. Rowling said she felt she felt, quote, compelled to adopt this stance, meaning returning the award. So has she been called out on a transphobic post, and then now she's not happy and decided, or is she has she been unfairly targeted?
It sounds like she feels like she's taking the high ground by giving it back.
Absolutely, yeah.
It really does surprise me that she hasn't changed her course on this. She hasn't even gone quiet on it. She's pursued this case since it started.
She has, and I think maybe that's the fourth. I mean, I think definitely for me, I'm going to stop talking about it because it's just, I don't know that it's helping anymore. So she's returned the award. Done, put it to bed, and she should stop talking about it as well.
And we will too. We are now a J.K. Rowling free zone. Paul, let's light it up. What's happening in trans rights?
Would you believe we've got some positive news from the USA on
excellent
trans rights? There was a case taken out by a trans man. With his school. The school said he couldn't use the male bathrooms as he identified as male. He had to use the gender-neutral one. So he's taken them to court, and he has won. So it's gone to the federal court. They've ruled in favour. It's the first US trial involving a transgender student's access to bathrooms. And the rule now applies to Florida, Georgia and Alabama. He's obviously very positive about it. I mean, they had been talking to the school. Him and his mother had been talking to the school, and they've been moving through the processes of actually trying to get the rules changed. But it all came to a rather abrupt end after the presidential election in 2016.
It's a shame that the only good news we seem to get about things like this and trans rights in the US comes when it goes through the courts. It's not coming through the government at all.
No. And unfortunately, because it's only so far gone through the federal court, they're expecting the school to appeal, which means it will go to the Supreme Court. But they have had two courts have upheld the case of saying that it's unfair and it's an arbitrary rule that's infringing his rights.
And positive as well. I think it's good to see that the courts stay independent from the state. So it's not all been governed by the same people.
And the US Supreme Court is exceptionally interesting because it's on a bit of a knife edge. It's always on a knife edge. It's very politicised. At the moment, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's well into her 80s and a bit frail, if she passes before or while Trump is still president, then it means he has a chance to put another conservative, which would make a really lopsided Supreme Court and be a huge risk.
Yeah. Although I assume that if the Supreme Court comes in out in favour of this, then that applies to the whole country.
That's correct. And the Supreme Court has made a few rulings which have, gone against the wishes of one Donald Trump. So it's not without precedent, but, gee, it's something you want to be careful of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.